has traveled to more than 20 countries a year, sharing his firsthand knowledge of reward travel, credit card deals, travel tips, and more. Johnny Jett. And the website is johnnyjett.com. He's got a great free newsletter. And here's the question for you this morning, John. Are we going to start seeing airfare sales? What do you think?
Yes. I do. They're all talking about it. All the airlines, especially the major ones, have just came out with their quarterly reports. And unfortunately for them and business, it's not good. All these tariffs are really starting to hamper. And so, but the good news for consumers is that airfares should start going down because they need to fill these seats because people are worried about the economy.
I guess the thing to do would be to grab a ticket now, because wouldn't the airlines, if this continues, start pulling some flights out, start trimming service? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. I always set a fare alert, which I talk about all the time. You should know the price of where you're going. Like, have a general idea of what it normally costs. And if it's a good deal, buy it early. And don't buy the basic economy, because that way, if the price does go down even further, you can cancel it and get a travel credit and rebook, and then you'll have some extra leftover money. But if you know it's a great deal, I mean, it is a good time. It's always a good time to buy. But You have to be wary, because you don't want to buy too early, because because if you buy too early, you're most likely you're not going to get a deal unless there's a sale going on.
What about flying abroad? Because those numbers have actually been up a little bit, haven't they?
Definitely. I mean, international travel is strong. Although, if you can wait till usually the second week of August, you will find some great deals. Or if you go the first couple weeks of June. I just got an email alert just now to go to to Poland for $490 round trip in October. So Europe, if you can go to Europe in September, October, November, you'll save a lot of money and you'll avoid the oppressive heat if you're going to Southern Europe.
And if you're planning on a European trip, there's some new rules that affect Americans. I know the UK is requiring a registration. The EU, I think, has delayed it.
They did delay it. Yeah, we talked about that last time. They delayed it. Mm-hmm. The UK, actually, it's a good question. That is in effect right now, which I need to learn. I didn't study up on this one.
No, but, you can put it in your newletter when you.
No, I will.
The new one.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did write about it before. It's early in the morning here in LA, so I'm trying to think.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's early enough here in Chicago. you have written about Southwest Airlines lately, and they announced a while back they were going to cut flights. They also announced something about their new aircraft design, which a lot of people are criticizing. What's the deal with Southwest? What's going on with them?
Well, I mean, Southwest used to be everyone's darling because, first of all, they had, they gave you two check bags for free. They had open seating, which some people did not like, including me, but a lot of people did. And also, you could change your ticket for no problem anytime, and everyone was treated the same. All the seats were the same except the exit row and the bulkhead, because they have to by law. But now, Southwest had pretty much a hostile takeover by a big hedge fund, and they made some serious changes, especially to the board. And they want to make money on their investment. So they've made all these changes, and I think it's going to backfire, but a lot of them are, they're now going to have assigned seating. It's no more open seating. Bags are no longer free unless you buy their highest fare. They're now coming out with new fares, four different ways. It's going to be the Choice Extra, Choice Preferred, Choice, and Basic. If you buy Basic, you get nothing. If you get Choice, you still don't get bags. But if you buy the Choice Extra, you can have all the perks that you used to get before and extra legroom. So they're going to have some seats in the front of the plane with extra legroom.
A lot of folks around here used to, anyway, enjoy flying out of Midway, Southwest, and you would notice a difference. As soon as you pulled up to the curb, the baggage handlers were fun, great personalities, attitude. I mean, they really treated people well. I hope that doesn't go away completely.
I hope so, too. I mean, they have some of the funniest flight attendants I've ever flown with. Uh-huh. I mean, they made it so much fun. I've heard mixed things from people. Some say it's still there. Some say it's not. Because they did lay off, I think, 10% of their staff last month, and that was the first time in the company history they did that. So there is some ill feeling there, but let's hope that sticks around, because that's the only thing that will now separate Southwest from the other carriers, because they no longer have all the other things I just mentioned.
True. With the original travel influencer, Johnny Jett. And this is an interesting story you wrote about, John, a new security system at Edinburgh Airport. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, actually, it's BBC who wrote about it, but I put it in my 12 Things to Know in my newsletter. But they use 3D technology. So, you know, they were hoping that you could go through security again with liquids like you used to be able to. Here at Edinburgh, you can now just leave your bag in the your little baggie of liquids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just still the 3-1-1 rule over there. It's 100 milliliters, but you don't have to take it out of your bag now. Like in Europe, you really got to take your liquids out of the bag, but not now at Edinburgh Airport. In the U.S., I basically stopped taking the liquids out of my bag a long time ago, and no one ever flags it. I do have TSA pre, but even when I get flagged to go through regular security, I still leave it in, and they never say a thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a bottle of water or anything in there. They do flag that.
Yeah, depending on what airport you're in here in the U.S., they have different security systems. Some airports have more modern equipment than others. And then some TSA agents ask for your driver's license. Sometimes, depending on what equipment they have, they don't. It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
It is. It's not. It's not. What's the word I'm looking for? It's
one
not the
size
same.
Fits all.
Yeah. It's important because a lot of TSA officers do not know the rules. I mean, even with this whole new real ID that's coming out next week. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. May 7th. I mean, I've seen reports where TSA agents or officers, not agents, that they say, "Oh, a passport's not good enough. You need a real ID." And they're like, "What are you talking about? Passports is the gold standard."
Yep.
So if that ever happens to you with anything, liquids or real ID, just politely ask for a manager. And I've had this happen before when I was carrying baby formula through that was over the limit. And, you know, one time they called the bomb squad on me, by the way, my wife and I, for she had breast milk in a bottle in Seattle. But
oh, man.
you just gotta keep your cool and not give attitude and just ask for a manager. But even the manager called over the bomb squad. But, you know, what can you do? Just allow plenty of time. You got to allow extra time at the airport.
You do. And we should point out, though, that, you know, 90%+ of those folks are great and they do a terrific job.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm always super friendly to everybody, but especially these guys because they don't have an easy job.
No, they don't. This is interesting. It used to be that hotels would charge you way too much for a phone call. Then, of course, everybody has a smartphone now, so they don't do that. Mini bar is a ripoff, but there's something new to be aware of. Tell us about this, Johnny.
You know, I don't know how new it is, but we ordered room service at a hotel, and I was doing something, and my wife took care of the bill, and I look at it. And I said, "Did you tip?" And she goes, "Yeah, I tip 20% like you always do." I go, "Well, you know, on hotel bills, they usually have it disguised as already in there." And so I looked, and sure enough, it was. But they put another line that says tip, even though the tip was already included. Hmm. So and I find this at restaurants as well. Always look to see if they're and if you're doing a party of six or more, for sure. But right. Even at some restaurants, if you're by yourself, they'll charge you. So always make sure you look at your bill carefully because the gratuity might already be in there. And, unless the service is really, really good, do you really want to tip extra? I mean, this whole tipping culture is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, you get machines now at airports where it's self-service and they're asking you, do you want to tip? Yeah, I want to tip. I want to tip you over.
Tip yourself. Yeah. And our hotel still trying to sneak in that resort fee? Are they still doing
that? Oh, definitely. Yeah, or destination fee, or they call it like a city fee, some kind of ridiculous fee. But they're always in there. You know, it's hard to avoid them in certain places like Hawaii, which we just got back from this week. But in Las Vegas... the best thing to do is book a hotel that doesn't have it, but it's difficult to get around it.
If you question some of those charges, the person at the desk does have the power to take that off, doesn't
they,
he?
They
or
do,
she?
But they do, but it doesn't always work. Listen, I was on, I went to Fort Lauderdale at I can't remember, I think it was a Westin. I got landed at 10 o'clock at night, and I had to leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they charged me like a $40 fee. I go, listen, what was it for? They're like, it's for the beach chairs, just to work out. I go, the gym was closed or the pool was closed. I couldn't go to the beach, and they would not remove it. I asked for the general manager, and they said no. And I wasn't even paying for it. It was a work thing. It was just a principle that they had the gall to charge me. I finally fought it. I mean, I kept going up, up, up. I sent emails. It's ridiculous that they charge these things. So you can get it removed, but it does take some time.
That's unbelievable. It also brings to mind a question a lot of people have. They want to book a hotel, and they want to talk to the hotel, maybe to the person on the desk, but they get it's an 800 number. Who knows where the person is that you're talking to? Is there any way around that?
There are, but be careful Googling phone numbers for airlines or hotels, because a lot of them are scammers. They set it up and Google allows it, like in the sponsored, and you'll see, and same thing with like on Twitter, don't message them. Make sure you have the right phone number.
Right.
And, you can ask for the front desk if you call the regular number, but a lot of times they do send you back out to the 800 number if it's a large hotel. But if it's a smaller hotel, you can definitely get to the front desk.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's so easy to be scammed. It used to be a site would say sponsored, and you maybe stay away from that. Now, sometimes it doesn't even say sponsored, and you think you're calling an airline or a hotel, yep. But you're not, are you?
You're not. So one of my tips is to always load up your phone before you leave for your trip with the legitimate phone number of everywhere, of the car rental, the hotel, the airline. And that way you have it quick and handy, and you have the right one, most importantly. Mm-hmm.
So much great travel information, and you can get it if you sign up for the free newsletter, johnnyjet.com. Appreciate it, Johnny. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.